You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
Nadine is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's being ghosted by a dude named Gabe. So we're going to see if we can figure out why and maybe get her another date if she still wants one. Nadine, thank you for your email and agreeing to do the first date follow-up. Before we get into your date and stuff, how long has it been since you heard from Gabe?
It's been a pretty long time, maybe just like a week or so.
What was the date like?
It was literally perfect. We had the best time. Everything was in line. We have, we both have German Shepherds and everything, one kid, everything seemed great. We had drinks and it was just such a good vibe. So I really thought it was something special.
Well, you guys even matched dogs?
Yeah, that's when you know.
I was going to say, man, yeah. That sounds like it's meant to be.
That was some universe stuff there.
For real. Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about your date.
So we went to, just get drinks and food, and we played darts and lots of games, and, you know, I did beat him at all of them. I can't not. I have to. So we just talked about our dreams. You know, he was really sensitive and nice, and I felt like the conversation just flowed, which is super important, and he made me laugh. And again, that's like my number one thing. So it was really fun. And, I kind of wanted to wind down, but he wanted to keep going, which I thought was a good sign.
So then how did the date end? Were you guys like kissy or like anything like that?
Yeah, definitely like flirty, touchy, kissy. So that's why, again, I thought I was like so sure I was waiting for a text from him or something, like right afterwards. But literally nothing, just silence. And so I thought things were going so good. So I was so surprised when I didn't hear anything. And I don't know if I did something, that's the worst. I don't know if I did something or what's going on, but that's the worst. I'm like, what could I have done different?
Was there anything that you think could have been why he's not calling you back? Like, did anything kind of strange happen?
I don't know. Maybe, again, like, I did beat him at all the games. I don't know. Sometimes, the guy's ego could be hurt by that.
Yeah. We have had that happen on first date follow-ups before where that's the problem. And it's like, calm down a little bit. Yeah. Like, I don't care if she was the love of my life. She beat me at skee ball twice.
Someone loves skee ball.
That's my favorite game, actually.
Yeah, skee ball is fun.
It's so good.
Okay, so other than that, is there anything else that happened that you can think of that would be a reason that he would ghost you?
I don't know. Maybe I said, I was kind of getting, I'm kind of a homebody-ish. So maybe the fact that I was like over it. So like not over the date, but just like, I was like, thought it was time to go home. But again, he wanted to keep going. So maybe that was something, there wasn't really much silence or anything. So that's why I was confused.
Could he have wanted something more rather than just like y'all separating at the end of the night?
Just ask her. Do you think he wanted to smash?
Okay. Well,
I didn't even think about that.
Tried saying it in a nice way.
Yeah, I don't usually do that. So maybe he was thinking something else was going to happen, but no, I was looking for something like long-term-ish. Mm. You know, I'm older now, so definitely thought he was looking for something more serious. So I thought, you know, that was happening, but you guys could be right.
Well, we'll see if we can figure it out. Play a song, come back, call him, and then try to find out why he's ghosting you and maybe get you another date if you still want one, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You'll get your first date follow-up right after this. Right in the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Nadine is on the phone, and she's getting ghosted by Gabe. So we're about to get Gabe on the phone and see if we can find out why he's ghosting her and maybe get her another date. Nadine, before we call him, refresh everybody's memory on your date with Gabe.
Yeah, so we went out. We had a really fun time. Everything was going super great. We clicked. We talked the whole night. He wanted to keep the night going, even if I was a little tired. And we played a lot of games, and it was super fun, but I haven't heard from him since. So I'm wondering why.
And the only thing you can think of is maybe his ego was bruised because you beat him at some of the games, or maybe he was just trying to smash.
Yeah, beat him at some of the games. Yeah, so who knows? Maybe he thought we didn't mesh well. So there's a lot of different scenarios, so I'm overthinking it maybe.
Yeah, definitely. Huh. That's what we all do though. Somebody ghosts us. So
I know.
We'll call him right now then and see if we can figure it out. Here we go. You ready?
Yes, thank you.
Yep.
Hello, this is Gabe.
Hey Gabe, what's up? This is Jubal.
My name's Nina. I'm here with Jubal.
And I'm Victoria.
Hi. Who are you guys?
It's a good question. It's a radio show called The Jubal Show. There's three of us on the phone with you right now.
Oh, okay.
We're calling you because we got an email about you from one of our listeners.
Oh, okay. What are we doing?
So we do a segment on the show called The First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go on a date with someone and end up ghosting them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and ask why. And we got an email about you from Nadine. You went on a date with her, and then it's been over a little over a week, and you have not contacted her, and she wants to know if you'll tell us why you're ghosting her.
Yeah. Short version, I mean, Nadine was great.
Okay.
I had the best time with her, and here's the deal.
That's great.
It was great. I mean, we had the same dog. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. It's crazy. But the thing is this, and I didn't tell her this because I just wanted to go out and have a nice night. My job's sending me overseas, right? This fall, I'm going to Europe. I'm going to be going for a year, could be more, depending on how it goes. And I'm really excited about that. But I just, you know, like I had an amazing time with her. And I mean, the thing, I didn't know how to handle it because I don't want to start something I can't finish. I don't want to do long distance. And that's basically what happened.
That's fair. Oh. She being wife zoned.
Sounds like she's being wife zoned. Yeah.
This is a new term that we heard. Basically, when a woman is amazing and you just can't do it, that sucks.
That's right.
But it doesn't sound like you're wife zoning her based off of like what you would want, right? Like, it's not like you're like, bro, she's just way too good. Like, I can't disrespect her, so I'm not going to date her.
No. It's just a timing thing, right? You know, like, in the next couple of months, I'm going to start getting ready to leave. I'm leaving the country for over a year.
Yeah.
So it's just straight up timing. And I don't want to, you know, fall madly in love with this person and then jet off to Europe for 18 months.
Yeah, I mean, that would be tough. If you just start a relationship and you're really into him and then you have to be gone for that long, that would be hard.
Yeah. I mean, I did something like this in the past and it did not work out well for either of us. And I just said to myself, when that happened, I'll never do it again. You know?
Okay.
Because it was so great. And because the situation is, I didn't know how to handle it. So to be honest, I'm sort of glad you guys called.
I feel like I've been in a situation like this before too, and then not talking to them is the easiest way because of temptation.
Really?
And so it's just better to avoid it altogether because then you can just try to shut it off in your head and move forward, which sucks.
Yes.
But it sometimes is the easiest thing to do.
Yeah.
That's ghosting them.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's protecting everybody.
Seriously, because I mean, I know for me, I would be like, okay, I'm going to get together and talk to her. And then before I know it, we'd be in a relationship and I'd be gone for 18 months. And I'd be like, this is terrible. Why did I make that decision?
Right. You know?
Thank you, Gabe, for being honest. Appreciate that.
I should have said something to her. You know, that's the truth.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
but she was.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's easier to do this, and in a couple months, I'm out of here anyhow.
I mean, you did tell her, you know?
Yeah.
You did tell her.
Wait, what do you mean I did?
Yeah, well, yeah, you did, but she's on the phone and has been listening this whole time and wants to talk to you.
Oh, hey. Hey, Nadine. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
The sexual tension.
Seriously.
Yeah, no,
did
I definitely.
You tell how good she is at darts?
Yeah, I wish you would have told me. Yeah, definitely long distance isn't something that I would want. So maybe you told me,
right.
You know, I could have at least had some better expectations. But other than that, you know, I'm glad I know it's nothing I did.
No, it is totally not you. You know, like, this is, you're amazing. You know, it's been a minute since I've been out. And I haven't connected with somebody like I connected with you in a real long time.
Mm-hmm.
And if the situation were different, if I wasn't leaving the country, no one could stop me from seeing you again.
Oh,
you know, and
my heart warm too.
Well, Gabe. It's true. I haven't, it's been a long time and I haven't met someone that, I mean, he was wonderful and perfect in every way. And that's not something you expect when you just, you know, so if you'd be open, Nadine, if you're still available when I'm back, I would love to hit you up again.
Yeah, I definitely would love that too. You know, like I said, it was a good date. That would be perfect. And hopefully, you know, timing will be right then.
Are you sure you guys don't want just a couple nights?
Yeah.
You know, like before he goes away to make sure that this is something that you want to.
That is a great idea, Nina. Hey, Nadine, would you like to go out with Gabe for a weekend at a hotel? We'll pay for it.
Oh, there you go.
Whoa. As your next date.
Yeah, definitely pay for it. I'm there.
All right. Well, we'll pay for it. For real. That'll be your next date. Like, spend the weekend together and see what you think.
We got to ask Gabe, though. He put the hard
Gabe,
on this.
Gabe, what do you think?
Well, I mean, so, I mean, look, you only live once, right? So, I'd love to. Yeah. You're picking up a hotel tab and we're going out for the weekend?
Yeah. That's,
you know?
I'm by me.
Well, just don't put a baby in her, otherwise you're going to be stuck for life.
Right? No, we're talking about 18 months. We're talking about 18 years at that point, Gabe.
Well, congratulations. Hope, have fun at least, and let us know how everything ends up for you guys, okay?
Will do. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, now, if this isn't a lesson in not ignoring the universe, I don't know what
exactly. It
is.
The Jubal Show on demand.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.